that song, American Pie, we immediately, the moment I mentioned on Twitter and Facebook and here live on the radio that you were going to be on with us, people wanted to ask questions. Kevin, who's listening online in the States, immediately asks about that song, American Pie, when it was covered by Madonna, and putting the fact that you've been very honest with me on the program, what did you make of that cover from her?
Well, I learned two things from Madonna. One is that Madonna is unbelievably criticized by people for everything she does. She gets hammered constantly by everybody. Everything she does, every tour, every record she puts out. And I can't believe how anybody could sustain that kind of an attack. But she not only sustains it, but she continues on with this awesome career of hers. And I have my hat is off to her, and I am thankful that she included my song in her list of accomplishments, because she's going to be looked back on as one of the great stars.
Do you like the song, though? Do you like her cover of it?
It's not the way I would do it, but I like the way she did it. I like the faster version better that she did. I think that would have done better than the slower one.
One of the key influences in your life, of course, was Buddy Holly, and that's where that famous line, "The Day the Music Died," comes from, taking us back to 1959 and the crash that took those amazing artists. You did a tribute concert, didn't you, in 1994, Clear Lake.
Yes.
In Iowa. Buddy Holly tribute. What was that like to be with...
Well, it was Buddy Holly's, I think it was his 50th birthday or some kind of number like that. I'd never been there before. They asked me to go there. And it was the oddest place I've ever been in. It was like a planetarium or some shape somewhat like the Royal Albert Hall set out in the middle of a cornfield. With nothing within 100 miles in any direction except this little town of Clear Lake. And in the little town itself were motels with signs that looked like they'd been put up in the 1950s. When Buddy Holly was there.
Wow.
And so it was an outpost that people played. In the old days of rock and roll, I know you don't have too much time on this interview, but... the folk artists and the comic artists, they went through Greenwich Village, but the rock and roll acts, they came from the country, a lot of them, the farm, and they ended up on package shows, always going around the country with 10 of them, the Brooklyn Fox Theater with Alan Freed, or this Winter Garden or Winter something was called, tour that Buddy was on when he died. But Buddy Holly was on that tour only because monies had been stopped to him by various people who were in control of his finances in an effort to make him toe the line and come back and record with the Crickets and record with Norman Petty. And he didn't want to do that. He married a girl and moved to New York, and he was sitting around in Greenwich Village and listening to young people sing folk songs. That's what the next step he was doing.
So does his influence give you a sense of what you wanted to be able to do, to go out and perform?
Well, no, Buddy Holly was... I was a child, really, 11, 12 years, 13 years old. Buddy Holly was... I communed with those records. He didn't give me a career direction. He gave me part of his soul in listening to those when I was a child. And I just took it in like you'd smell a flower or you'd see a beautiful morning or something. Later on, it occurred to me that maybe I could, play the guitar, and then the whole folk thing happened. And I found a way to make some music. A lot of those people, when they started out, and we were all terrible. But you had coffee houses that loved terrible artists. They would play badly, sing badly, and so on. But they grew, and a lot of us had ideas in our heads about music we wanted to make. We just didn't know how to make it. And so that gave us a chance to figure out how to do it. In the old days, you would have read music, you would have been singing in front of an orchestra.
Glastonbury, you're playing, both you and Paul Simon appearing on the Pyramid stage on the 26th of June. Is that the first time for you?
Yes, that's the first time. I just some, nice things are happening for me these days. I'm looking forward to hearing Paul Simon.
And we're looking forward to hearing you. Don McLean, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.